Hello, Mayor Barr. Hello, council members. My name is Joni Beckham. I come to Bethel from Georgia, and I've been here going on my 9th winter. I'm looking forward to another wonderful winter, hoping it is actually winter this year. I have been in the healthcare realm of Bethel, and one of the biggest things with healthcare is not only do we affect the health, individual health of patients, but we also affect community health. A big part of community is the government of Bethel that helps with making sure that our public sewer, our water, our laws are being followed, making sure that we have responsible laws that protect our citizens. And as an eye in healthcare, I think it's really important to have that mindset when you're looking at affecting change in your community. And so that's part of the reason why I decided to put my name in the hat for this seat, is because I think it's super important for that consideration. I love this place. Bethel is my home. I can't see myself living anywhere else. And I really think that this could be the best city in Alaska. And so as part of that kind of desire, I want to be able to do my part and really affect the political environment in this city. And I think I'd be a really good fit for your council. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Beckman. Beckham? Thank you. So our next candidate is Mr. Cochran. John, if you can come on up.
Hi, my name is John Cochran. I know most of you. I came here to Bethel for a year, about 7 years ago. Like most people's stories, got involved and fell in love with the town, and probably going to end up being here for quite a while. I'm involved with several nonprofits throughout the community, including being on the board of Bethel Family Clinic, the local Lions Club with our food bank and homeless shelter, and several other volunteer things that I do around town. I've also served on a couple of city committees, including chairing the city finance committee, also served on the planning commission. I was really interested in making sure that we had a good slate of qualified candidates, and it looks like we actually do. So most of the decisions you could make tonight will be a good decision, no matter which way you decide to go. I do bring to the table a lot of experience with nonprofits, with budgeting, with the finance committee here in the city, and if you feel like my experience would aid you, then I would be happy to serve, and if you feel like one of my fellow candidates would aid you more, then we will all part as friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cochran. And our last candidate is Michelle DeWitt, and I understand that Ms. DeWitt is on the phone.
I am. Can you hear me, Mayor Barr?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Thank you.
Okay, I apologize for being telephonic. So my name's Michelle DeWitt, and I have been in Bethel for more than 20 years, and most of my history in Bethel has been in the nonprofit sector. And initially that was at Tundra Women's Coalition, and more recently at Bethel Community Services Foundation. And I have served on the Parks, Rec, and Aquatic Health and Safety Center Committee for several years since that committee was formed, actually. The vacant council seat caught my interest because I want to contribute to a healthy body that can have reasonable discussions and can make ethical decisions. And I believe that's possible with this current council composition. I care deeply about Bethel, and I want to contribute to stable governance and sound decision-making, and I want to be part of a city government that's thinking strategically about who we hire for leadership, how we support our administration in shaping our community, how we maximize the potential of the city of Bethel, how we engage the citizens of our town, and who we collaborate with as partners to ensure that this community is on a positive trajectory. I also think that many of us here in Bethel should take a turn in those seats, and our community needs leaders, and a lot of them, which is why I was really pleased to see so many people put their names in for consideration tonight. It's a really good pool with lots of folks who have volunteered on committees and commissions and with our nonprofit sector, and we're lucky that we have this many citizens who are willing to serve, and I hope that we see such an enthusiastic group file for election next fall. If I'm selected, I'll commit to the work of the council, including the reading and getting up to speed on subjects that are not my expertise. Most of you know I do have a really busy, active life, and that includes a fair amount of work and personal travel. When I have to be out of town, like I am this week for work, I will do my best to call in and participate as I'm doing right now. So thank you for considering me along with the other candidates this evening.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. What we'll proceed with is, Lori, can you help us out with the,
Yeah, that sounds great. So all the candidates can come up, and each of the council members will be provided an opportunity to ask one question from each of the candidates. We will go down the line. First candidate asks the first question. That person will then be last in line for the next question so that it goes in order. Nobody has to answer the first question each time. Oh, to each candidate. Well,
to an individual.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to randomly pick someone to ask the first question of a candidate. So, Ms. Leary.
Who's going to go first? Or do I? You'll find out in a minute. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you all for being here and for volunteering for this position. What do you see as one of the greatest challenges facing the city of Bethel right now?
And who would you like to address that?
I understood that the questions I brought were going to be to everyone.
Okay.
So that is how I would like to.
Okay, who would you like to start with?
John, you're closest. Go for it.
You know, there's a lot of issues impacting the city of Bethel right now, but I would say that the number one is probably housing, availability and affordable housing. Bethel, with the hospital expansion and with the possibility of Donlin bringing in additional jobs to the community, could potentially see an exponential population growth over the next few years. And if we don't get ahead of that on the planning, we're going to be in a bad spot. So, housing is definitely one of the top items on my list.
Cool, thanks.
I have to say, access to public utilities and any sort of public facilities, the more people that have access to these sorts of facilities, the lower the cost is for everybody and the more everybody's going to benefit. Just generally increasing those sorts of opportunities is something I would do.
Hi. I would say the most challenging problem I see faced is the need for economic development, which would also incorporate the need for infrastructure building. I think that there's a community here that could benefit from economic development and bring things locally in, and building businesses within Bethel would also require infrastructure building.
The top thing that I would consider as one of Bethel's biggest concerns would be revenue generation. In order to fix our roads, in order to do any kind of initiative, the city of Bethel needs money to fund those initiatives. So revenue generation is definitely one of my top priorities. Another one is the community health. And how does the alcohol sales affect that? How does marijuana sales affect that? Is there anything that we can put into place to make sure that that's being done responsibly?
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt.
I agree with many of the challenges that the other candidates have mentioned. The first one that happened to come to my mind was the shrinking state budget and what that means in terms of a trickle-down effect to municipalities and the burden that will be placed on municipalities to continue services while picking up some of those gaps. And especially in our community where sources of revenue can be so challenging, I see that as a major challenge in front of our city.
Thank you. Good question, Ms. Leary. Let's go with Mr. Springer.
I got a question for one of the candidates, and I'd probably like to just toss out a general question for all of them. That's okay. Mr. Garcia, are you planning on seeking admission to the Alaska Bar?
I am. Either February or July of next year, I will.
Okay. All right. Yes. All right. Great. And so you can go ahead and stay up there. I guess my general question for everybody, some of you mentioned, is what's kind of your vision for economic development and opportunities here in Bethel?
I think that the city can offer tax maybe incentives or advantages to certain local businesses to develop. Also, I'd like to see maybe the city of Bethel try to develop some of their available land or offer leases to residents who may want to open a business. Most of the economic development I'm speaking of would be local based, so that our residents and people of the area could develop businesses here rather than sourcing those businesses out to larger corporations in Alaska or downstates.
Same question. Someone would like to volunteer to come on up next?
I suppose most directly the thing for economic development around here is to get the local people involved and not rely so much on outside help. I know a lot of the outside help, professional help comes in and soon gone. Most of the local people can do this job, and having that local workforce is really important.
I'm going to intervene and ask Ms. DeWitt to reply to the question, please.
I think that there are two very small initial steps that could be taken by the city in the area of economic development. The first is to offer some really thorough education on sales tax remittance and expectations and very clear instructions and training for new businesses coming to the community, and that could extend to tax breaks and so on for startups, but certainly the training component I think could be made a bit more robust. And secondly, I would say exploring partnerships with existing organizations that have economic development as part of their workforce would be another simple step. And I know that a couple of our regional organizations, for example, ABCP or UNAVET, both work on those issues, and I think there could be some enhanced partnering with those entities.
Thank you. If I can have one of the other candidates come forth, please.
Economic development, I agree with Michelle. I think one of the biggest things that we can do is really refine and hammer down our sales tax code. It is kind of interesting to read, and it's kind of interesting to see how it's being followed. So I really think that there could be a lot of steps to be taken to refine that sales tax and ensure that we are getting the revenue that the city of Bethel is entitled to. The other thing that I would look at is different grants and things that we can get from governmental agencies, especially the state, being an advocate to the state of Alaska to make sure that the city of Bethel is entitled to the municipal funds that they are.
John?
You know, I think the biggest component is education, and we have so many jobs that are, you know, we talk about economic development in Bethel, but there are always jobs available in Bethel. I have a hard time hiring people in Bethel, and one of the biggest issues is we're just not educating our youth down career paths, and we're not giving them the tools that they need to be successful in the business world or in some of our highly needed positions. We have a hard time fulfilling our fire and police positions. I don't understand why we don't have some sort of explorer program that exposes youth to these at an early age and develops an interest in our EMS type positions so that everybody's not cut out for college. It would be nice if they looked at this as a career choice. Same with the trades. We have so many of these trade jobs that go to people from outside of Bethel. I would love to see more homegrown talent, and that's not only going to help find jobs for the people of Bethel, but it's also going to keep a lot of that revenue and a lot of that tax money in the city.
Thank you, Mr. Cochran. I think that's everybody, right? Cool. So I'm going to go to Cece, Ms. Franco, if you would like to ask a general question to the candidates.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. All right. In the FY20 budget, we budgeted $500,000 in the alcohol use tax. With the passing of local option, we will lose out on some of those funds. What ideas do you have for generating different revenue, or what ideas do you have for making budget cuts to make up for that lost revenue?
So we're going to switch it around. Instead of using the same people in the same order, we're going to go with, why don't we go with Ms. Beckham?
So some of the ideas with the marijuana passing, option passing, that would be a way to capture some of that lost revenue. And I think that would be one of the best ways to capture that, looking at the sales tax and how that's being distributed.
Mr. Trammell.
I've had a number of people approach me about the idea of a potential property tax here in town. Covers some of that deficit.
Okay. Mr. Cochran?
You know, I think it is going to be a challenge. I think local option actually gives us a little bit of leeway in how we decide to implement. Some of the ideas that I've heard that are used in other communities are having a certain location that alcohol is allowed to be imported into, and then the sales tax can be charged at that point. I can guarantee that there was a lot of alcohol in Bethel before the liquor stores, and there's going to be a lot of alcohol in Bethel after the liquor stores. So looking at innovative ways to capture our share of that revenue is important.
Thank you, Mr. Cochran. Mr. Garcia.
I think that rather than trying to collect more tax or assign more tax, I think the city should use this opportunity to apply for grants and look for funding that may be outside of the city's current grasp.
And Ms. DeWitt.
So I think in this situation, we would need to implement a multi-tiered approach. The first is that under local option, we should be collecting some alcohol tax from points of sale in Anchorage. And so work hopefully has already commenced in making sure that we have processes in place to maximize making sure that we receive those funds, and that we then communicate to the citizens of Bethel who are ordering alcohol what businesses are following the procedures to properly remit tax dollars collected to the city of Bethel. And people who are ordering alcohol should support those businesses, so they need to know who they are. Second is the enforcement piece. We know we have sales tax that is not being, well, most people I think are good actors and most businesses are good actors. We do know that we are missing sales tax from other vendors in the community. So really working on the enforcement side of the sales tax code and promoting the businesses that are remitting sales tax. So again, people here in our community know what businesses to support. Third, it's looking for opportunities to bring in new funding. So one of the other candidates mentioned grant funding, and that's exactly the sort of sources of revenue that we need to be searching for. And then finally, I think looking for areas where we can reduce spending in the budget as a final approach. And I suspect there is we want as much money as we can have in this budget, right, to do the things that the city needs to do. But I also know that there are unfilled positions and things like that. So as the year progresses, there hopefully will be some maneuvering room in some of the different programs and departments' budgets.
Thank you, Mr. Wendt. So we are to Vice Mayor Hansen. Do you have a general question for the candidates?
All right, so this is a general question for everyone. Would you say you're a team player? If so, can you give an example of a time you worked effectively on a team?
And again, we're going to switch it up. So I'm going to go with Mr. Cochran first.
I would say most of the time I'm a team player. Me and the team have to be pretty much headed the same direction. I will stand up for my position if I have a position that I have a major difference of opinion, but I think we're all like that. I work on teams every day. I'm a integral part of several boards. The one that I can probably reference at this point is Bethel Family Clinic. We've gone through some major transitions over the last couple of years in having to find and source several new executive directors. And helping the clinic stay on task and continue to be able to service the people of Bethel and see patients. And I've never seen a board come together as strongly as that board. We have a great group of people over there. Everybody brings something different and unique to the table. Everybody shares their opinions. And no matter what our discussion in the boardroom, we come to consensus and we all leave as friends.
Thank you, Mr. Cochran. Let's go with Mr. Trammell.
Absolutely, I'd say I'm a team player. It's one of the fundamental things that makes most of the work I do actually work, being able to feed off the ideas of others and work off of the ideas of others, and to do so cohesively and quickly is really important. Relying on just one or two people for a crisis management standpoint is can be kind of tricky. So using the group experience is it's done a lot of good along the way.
Thank you, Mr. Trammell. Ms. Beckham?
Being a team player is a huge responsibility. In order to be effective in a team, you need to know your role. As an example of me being a good team player is when I'm working in healthcare, not all of the situations in healthcare is wonderful. One of the most recent examples is when we were working as a team to save the life of a baby that was born 2 months early. Every person has their part, and every part is important. And with that, we're able to make the health of that individual the best it can be.
Thank you, Ms. Beckham. Ms. DeWitt? Michelle? Ms. DeWitt, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, sorry. I had the mute button pressed. I apologize. So I became a believer in collaboration and teamwork when I was working at Tender Women's Coalition, where we participated on many teams. And I think one of the most powerful teams I served on was a prevention team that had assembled for a period of years there, which was one of the more formative experiences of my life. And that journey was a challenging one, and the results were so much better in terms of engagement and buy-in from all of the different stakeholders. And I have carried that forward and continue to work on a number of boards, committees, and teams. And a couple of current examples are our Housing and Homeless Coalition locally, which other candidates here tonight participate on, and the Bethel Gives fundraising, collaborative fundraising group. So I really feel that in the end, the results from collaboration and teamwork are far more rich than individually driven projects.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Now for my question, and it is a, well, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Garcia. I apologize.
I do feel it's important to be a team player. In my current role as a director, I have three employees underneath me, which we work directly as a team. But more importantly, in my work with ABCP, I work with all 56 villages, so that requires me to be a member of 56 different teams. In addition to that, I do advocate nationally and throughout Alaska on several boards for Indian rights, and so it requires me to juggle and be able to positively advocate for my my position, as well as respectfully understand and accept the positions of others, all by trying to advance a common goal.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. So I guess for my question, one of the things that I, one of the reasons as to why I wanted to get onto the council after I was talked into it is I wanted to have Bethel become a better place to live, a safer place to live, a more visually appealing place to live. You know, it's the, what's the old radio host they used to talk about as kids that are great and the community is great and how everybody gets along and we live in an area that we all look through with rose-colored glasses. So one of the question is, with that in mind, what are your personal things that you would like to see Bethel become or Bethel develop to make Bethel that better place that you can look through with rose-colored glasses? And we'll start with Rick, Mr. Garcia.
So I've had the opportunity of traveling to many different communities throughout our region, including some that are really considered cities. And I think that Bethel could benefit from a better infrastructure. I think that Bethel, you know, it's the hub of the YK Delta. I think that we could increase things as far as public perception is concerned, as far as services are concerned, infrastructure, that would make it more appealing for people to come and visit. I came from Miami and moving to Bethel, it's a really unique and it's a really welcoming and warm community. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced before. So it's really what caused me to get involved. And I'm going to agree with Michelle. I think that all the candidates that you have to select from are wonderful, and it's a really good problem to have five great candidates to select from. But part of the reason why I want to get involved is because I really want to see Bethel move up to the next level. And that requires a good city council. It requires the support of the citizens of Bethel, and it requires good leadership.
Thank you, sir. Let's go down to Michelle, Ms. DeWitt.
Yeah, thanks, Mayor Barr. I very much agree with what you just shared as a vision for Bethel in terms of what can we all do to make our community the most positive community to live in or to visit that it can possibly be. And I learned in prevention work early on that there's a couple of things that with sort of social norms that can happen in a community to help reinforce positivity and positive behavior. And that is the reflection, the constant and consistent reflection of positive role models and positive messaging back to the community. Another area of learning that I had was that communities that sometimes look run down or broken windows or trash on the ground causes a behavior that people think that it's okay to kind of add to that. And if you create a community culture of the expectation that everyone picks things up and everyone contributes, and that if that is reinforced sometimes with, say, the arts, and in incorporating the arts into a community to make it more visually appealing, you can really change neighborhoods and areas of town. And I think that is something that we could explore more strategically in the community. And then finally, I do think that we need to continue to develop healthy outlets for young people in our community. And so that is something I'm interested in making sure and doing on council if I'm selected, and making sure that what we have is sustainable and figuring out what we can add in a sustainable way in our community to add to the quality of life here.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. And next, I will call on Mr. Cochran.
In a lot of my nonprofit work and travel and advocacy, I've gotten to experience how other cities partner with their local nonprofits in order to have better outcomes for the community. And I think that's one thing that's been fairly lacking. We have a lot of great people out there doing great things in all kinds of different segments, whether it's with food insecurity or homelessness or animals or children. The city really has an opportunity to be kind of that unifying force that facilitates communication, that helps create partnerships, that helps these organizations achieve their mission. And these organizations have people that are very passionate and very talented at what they're doing. And it's a real cost-effective way for the city to get a lot more bang for their buck rather than trying to reinvent the wheel and do some of these things themselves by partnering with these great people that are already doing it. Not only the city working directly with each nonprofit, but the city acting as a catalyst to bring a lot of the nonprofits together on specific projects. And I would agree that some of the issues with our youth are probably the most concerning. When I drive at 1 o'clock in the morning and I see packs of kids roaming the street because they have nowhere to go or nothing better to do, that's concerning. When we have the problems that we have with our educational system, that's concerning. And I think there's a lot of things that we could do as a city government to help address those issues and to help bring the appropriate partners in that can be effective in resolving those issues.
Thank you, Mr. Cochran. And we'll go with Mr. Trammell.
The vision I have for an ideal Bethel would be a community where no one is left out of the umbrella. If you truly wanted to be a part of your community and you could find some organization or some outreach group that you can go work with and you can make this place a better home for everybody, including yourself. And I think just working with the various nonprofits and the organizations I have here recently, it's proven really beneficial to me, and I want to continue and just lead by example and keep trying to better our community by bettering myself. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And lastly, but not least, Ms. Beckham.
So one of my visions for Bethel is making it a good place to live. I've found the jewel that was hidden underneath the dirt, and I love Bethel. And so when I'm trying to get people to come to this area, I really focus on the positives. Bethel is a place you can be anything you want to be. If you have a passion or you have a drive to do something, you go find somebody else who has that same passion and drive to do it. And that's what makes this place great. I think that's something that the city could definitely capitalize on. And I also feel like it's a safe place to live. I do not have any problem sending my kids out to play and not know where they're at. I would never do that where I was at previously. With that, I think we need to really make that and solidify that by supporting our police department, making sure the police department has the tools that they need to do their job correctly, and making sure that they have the officers to do their job correctly. I know that recruitment is one of the biggest issues that they faced right now, and trying to give them the tools to get qualified officers here that enjoy their job and enjoy taking care of the community.
Thank you, Ms. Beckham. I can say you may be seated.